I'm Liam Maitland, KCBS Foodie Chat with Chef Ariane Mela-Bistro. Chef, good to see you.
Good to see you. Good to meeting you person.
I always begin by saying, what are we drinking?
Yeah, Tej. This is Ethiopian traditional honey wine. It's fermented for 6 weeks, and we just add honey, wine, honey, water, and hops.
Well, cheers to you, Chef.
Cheers.
Been here since 2019. Yes. Cheers. Yeah. Here we go.
Thank you. You made it.
You made it. You're still here. You're making tummies happy with your cuisine.
Yes, thank you.
Bringing your culture, your love, your passion here to Oakland. The name, Mela-Bistro, what's behind the name?
Behind the name, it's actually I have to give credit to my son. So he has a lot of food allergies, gluten and stat. And I just like, we find a way that traditionally I grew up eating kind of farm to table.
Yeah.
You go every Saturday to open market, farmer's market, you cook. There's no preservative, it's fresh to table. So when I took him back home, he completely, no eczema, no food reaction. And then I said, of course I have a culinary background, but I need to go back to my roots and I need to feed my son what I eat growing up. And then I have to, Oakland is a place to be. And I say like, let me go back to my roots. California or Oakland is like, I don't miss back home. I can find everything here. And I need to open this to the community too. And we've been here since 2019. People appreciate. You eat with your eyes. They love the colors, the variety, and we're here.
I love the colors, I love the smells. Let's go back to your home.
Yeah.
Your homeland, Ethiopia. What are the main tenets of Ethiopian cuisine? What's Ethiopian cuisine all about?
Ethiopian cuisine is, we have, I think from the East Africa, we're a little bit different because we eat injera versus rice.
Yeah. And
if you go to our neighboring countries, except this is Ethiopian and Eritrean cuisine.
Yeah.
So we have our own grain, it's called teff, and the spices, we eat a little bit of spice, but vegetable, beef, chicken, it's kind of all you can, it's for everybody in it.
Yeah.
And we eat family style.
Well,
so
am I family today? Is that what's happening?
You are.
I know you're inspired by the farmer's market.
Yeah.
Everything in this dish today from the market. Firstly, what do you love most about the farmer's market here?
I think it's a reminder, remind me back home. And because there's no lot of grocery, we grew up going to the market, you just run, bring, and it's kind of like nostalgia.
Yeah.
And like interacting with small farmers, and you know where your food comes from.
That's so important.
Yeah.
What's the name of the dish?
Tips, veggie tips.
Veggie tips, talk us through.
So this is like, I always say like Mela, I want it to be known for the colorful, yummy food.
Yeah.
So I always grab what color. I eat with my hands as a lot of people
sure.
do.
Yeah.
And I just grab what's in the season, and especially veggie tips, you can add everything together and then you can make it a meal.
What makes this an Ethiopian dish?
The spices.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not the vegetable.
The vegetable
is universal. So Berbere is, I think, Ethiopian and traditional spice that, I don't know, 12, 13 ingredients to make that one chili powder.
Wow.
When you see it, it looks like a regular paprika.
Yeah.
But it's a labor intense powder.
Yeah.
So that's everything we made is either that or other spices as well.
So you have Berbere, you have cumin, you have cardamom,
garlic, and onion, olive oil.
I love this.
Yes.
This is new to me. Yeah. What do we have before us here?
So that's the teff that I told you, the Ethiopian staple food.
Yeah.
And this one, to make it bubbly, a sponge, you have to ferment it.
Yeah.
You have to ferment it for 5 days. It's a quiet process.
Yeah.
And then you have to make it in a hot griddle and just so the bubble, the ice, and it's soft, it's gluten-free, it's healthier for you.
Yeah.
It has it's high in iron, eight vitamin.
These are all things I need.
Yes.
So just grab a piece and then load it up with some veggies.
So
you show me, chef. After
we
you.
Wash our hands.
I did.
And wash you their just hands. Like unroll it.
Oh, yeah. Unroll.
So there's no rule how you can eat. I see people use it as a taco, which is, it's fine.
Yeah.
Then you just have to
take a piece
cut
off.
A piece and then grab. You can mix match.
Mm-hmm.
And traditionally, we have this circle platter, and then you can grab from each and then just like
I
this.
Love it. Yeah. So here we go. All right. Bon appetit. What would what would you say back home?
Oh gosh, bon appetit. Nibla.
Inibla.
Inibla.
Which means?
Bon appetit, or I guess, that's the closest.
Inibla, here we go.
Yeah.
Little veggie, little rice.
The rice is optional.
Optional. Here we go. I'll get there. Mm-hmm. Thank you, chef. Oh. A hug of love and a kick in the pants. In one bite. Thank you, chef. Big
thank
hugs.
You.
Friends, come one, come all. Enjoy the bounty from the farmer's market. May Le Bistro, chef here. Cooking with love, passion, heart. You'll be happy you dined here. More at May Le Bistro at kcbsradio.com and click on Foodie Chat. Cheers,
thank
chef.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Family.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, just one bite and it was so good.